You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful souls. Thank you so much, every one of you, for being here. This is the Wisdom of the Ancients show, and I'm Ian Shelley, and I'm so pleased that you're here in the collective consciousness, in the energy, bringing your incredible vibration and aligning with the frequencies of the space. This is a space that we've all created for our own awakening, for our own ascension. So thank you, everyone, for being here. We're bringing our collective awareness to activating points of light. Every single one of us is an activator. We are on the beautiful golden grid of grace, and together we light up the grid. We're stepping into our power. We're awakening our sovereignty, every single one of us, right now, especially during these times. We're going deep. We really are. We're looking at our shadows. We're feeling what our aspects are that need to be integrated. So let us now invoke the ancient ones today. Let us, as we start this call, invoke the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to open our hearts and support us today. So let me introduce our next guest to you as we start the show. Matt Andrews comes from a very intellectual left-brain background, having trained as a professional mechanical engineer. However, he now finds himself as a conduit for the powerful transformational energies that flow through from spirit. Matt works primarily with a collective of angelic light beings known to him as Mantara, using light language to create an energetic space in the quantum that invites clients to expand out of their limitations, release their discordant energies, and raise their vibrations into love and joy and connect with their higher aspects of self. Mantara works through Matt with the intention of facilitating transformation in an empowered way. We encourage a focus on what you are choosing to align with and become rather than trying to fix or overcome problems. The process of transformation starts in the very core of your being and ripples out towards the external world as you align more and more with your true, authentic, divine essence of all the dense, dark, discordant energies that have been creating limitation and discomfort in your life will naturally clear. While Matt's work with Mantara is awesomely powerful and very effective at facilitating profound transformation, they manage to keep the process fun but also very practical. Mantara are beings of light and joy, and Matt is a down-to-earth, well-grounded family man who enjoys a good laugh, who has plenty of life experience that he is not afraid to share. Together, they maintain an energetic space that is very comfortable and inviting so that everyone can relax into allowing foundational shifts to naturally occur. Beautiful. And that's what's going to happen on the show today. So welcome, Matt. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Thank you, Ian. I'm very, very excited to be here, Mantara. I'm just sort of shaking. We've got that high vibrational buzz going through my body. So this is going to be awesome. Thank you. And welcome, everyone. Looking forward to serving you as best we can.
Yeah, fantastic. And we are here to play. We're here to receive. We're here to be an offering ourselves. And we're here to up-level and upgrade. So this is going to be a great show. The topic today is awaken to your empowered self, a sovereign being. So Matt is going to be sharing guidance on how you can rise above the external drama at play and advocate for your most expansive outcome. We're going to be talking about awakening. Matt's going to be taking questions, so star 2 to raise your hand. They're not going to be intuitive readings per se, of course, however Matt is guided to answer your question. But if you could ask a question around what aspect of your sovereign self do you wish to activate? So I would like you to really feel into that question. What aspect of your sovereign self do you wish to activate? So when you call into Matt and you call in, or you write your question in the question box on the web, then Matt will be able to work with you to really help shine some light and bring some light to that particular part of your aspect of your being, of your sovereign self that you wish to activate. All right. And then Matt, am I right in recalling that you're going to be taking us through a process today as well?
Definitely. That's what we do best. Yes. So we can probably keep it toward the end because usually leaves people a little bit, different.
Wobbly.
Yeah. My light language.
Supercharged.
supercharged and you know, not necessarily wanting to then listen to details afterwards.
The Wisdom Tribe, they know that we do these processes at the end for that very, very reason.
Awesome.
Yeah, welcome again. Great to have you and Mantara. Are Mantara with you all the time? Do you settle down and ask them to join you later on, or are they with us right now?
No, they're with me all the time. So Mantara is kind of like my higher self and a group of I kind of quite often see them like a bit of a renegade band of bikers in spirit. they're not straight laced. They enjoy it. They like to have a good laugh. They're happy sort of campers. They walk with me consistently, and I sort of drop in and out of channel pretty spontaneously throughout my day. Whenever someone asks me something that they have an opinion on or they feel that they can serve, then it sort of comes through me. So I'm a conscious channel. It's not a big thing. My voice doesn't change, and they like it that way. They quite often, right from the beginning, they said, you know, you're not here to name drop. You're not here to distinguish when you're channeling and when you're not, because ultimately they want people to take the information based on the vibration of the information, not on the idea that it's coming from somewhere special, you know. So I don't make a big deal of the fact that I'm channeling or I'm not, or, you know, that they use my personal experience in what comes through anyway. So we quite often talk as if it's just Matt having a good yarn, and yet there's deeper wisdom all the way through it. So it's kind of fun. It's fun for me because I never know what's going on.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. And I had the opportunity to actually kind of share a stage, if you will, on the global Global Awakening call that we had with Deepal Shah. And that was the first time I'd actually seen you. Of course, we were on video, and I was just so touched by the beautiful, beautiful light language that came through. It was so profound. And there was just a level of, you know, when I say a level of power, but a level of integrity and authenticity and truth and wisdom that you could really feel in your being. Even, of course, if you listen to light language, everyone, you know, you don't necessarily understand. Some people are translators, but most of us don't necessarily understand on a 3D level, but our being, our cellular structure, our cosmic DNA, if you will, it understands that, and we recognize truth. And I'm hoping that we'll get to hear some of that today as well.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you for saying that. And yeah, it's true. We don't need to understand. I don't understand it. I still don't understand one single element of the sounds that I make. They were quite clear right from the beginning that I was not to go down that line of inquiry, because it would take me back into my very well-developed left brain, which shuts me down, right? So, you know, a lot of people get a little confused because I do intermingle English through the light language. I'll be channeling in light language, and then words of English come out with it. And it's not that I'm translating it. It's that they are channeling English at the same time, more to augment the light language than to translate it. Because the light language really doesn't have a translation. It's pure energy designed to achieve energetic states that are conducive to your transformation, and the English is sort of interspersed through there because we have a now very open portal, if you like, to your subconscious mind. So we can put the English in there, or they put the English in there. I quite often talk as myself as a we, just so everyone understands. When I talk about we, I'm talking about Matt and Mantara, because we're kind of a team, and I don't see the difference a lot of the time. So we can put, you know, empowering messages in with the English while you're in a beautiful, open, almost hypnotic state. It's not, you know, I don't want to play that up. It's not like you go into a trance or anything particularly, but it is a different state of being when you're listening to the light language. That's the intention anyway.
Beautiful. Well, we'll have the opportunity to become part of that, be part of that a little bit later on. I wanted to start off, Matt, by asking, you know, we're talking about awakening, and I think that we all have various frameworks, and there's no necessarily absolute, except of course absolute divine intelligence, the absolute, yes. Absolute source. But in terms of our either understanding or our belief system around awakening, I'd love to get your and Mantara's input and perspective around awakening, and especially yes. now, why now awakening seems to be so much more accelerated.
Yes. Yeah. It's an interesting term because of course, when we use the term awakening, we liken it to what we know of awakening from sleep, right? Which is a reasonably short process, reasonably predictable, where we come out of a sleep state into an awakened state, you know, different nervous system running in our body. And so we have that understanding of what awakening means, but it doesn't really translate to what we're talking about when we're talking about a spiritual awakening, which we see more as a much longer term process that perhaps doesn't really have a completion. Perhaps as soon as we live in a, you know, an ever expanding infinite universe, that there is no end to what we can awaken to what level of awareness we can become of the truth, which is a slippery slope, as you've sort of said. You know, we all have different connotations and different understandings of things. And, you know, in our book, truth, the absolute truth is a one pager and even perhaps just a one liner that says we're all one, right? That absolute yeah. divine consciousness is absolute truth. But everything other than that is relative to the observer, relative to the perspective of who's inquiring into the quote unquote truth. So in our book, awakening is a process of becoming more deeply aware of self and how self is interplaying through this experience that we call, some of us call it reality, some of us call it life, some of us call it whatever, but really seeing beyond the narrative that your external senses combined kind of with your education and your belief system is having you align with as quote unquote reality. So each of us has our own reality based on our training and our perception and what our senses are bringing us. And as we awaken, that reality gets to evolve. We get to see more of what is quote unquote really, which is another interesting term, is really going on. We get to see into more of the subtleties of energies at play and are less entranced by the illusion of what someone called the matrix, right? The 3D constructed world that we live and play in order to have experiences. So I believe that the reality is well beyond our ability to kind of behold or contain or intellectualize. So the process of awakening is almost a process of becoming mature with our perception and to find allowance for the fact that we don't understand anything really. And we don't need to understand it mentally. We don't need to. That's the point. Because as we awaken, we start to become aware of a divine expansive nature that is beyond the need to categorize, to compare, to judge, to understand things, situations, in order to stay safe. We start to trust that we are inherently safe as a magnificent divine being. And so we can relax, right? I find that awakening is kind of a process of relaxation rather than a process of becoming more, stressed or focused on things, right? A lot of people think that awake is kind of like hyper-focused on everything that's going on and being intellectualizing everything that's going on, taking stock of everything that's going on, being much more aware, I guess. Mm-hmm. We're aware of it, but we don't need to analyze it. It's a matter of stepping out of analysis, I believe. And why now? Well, right now, in case you haven't noticed, the external structures that have been kind of keeping us in this deluded state of safety or comfort in the external world, they're falling apart, right? Our structures, our political structures, our education structures, our healthcare structures, or our sickness management structures, whatever you want to call those, they're in disarray and they're falling apart. And that, and in that falling apart, in that chaos, there is a great opportunity for us to realize that our safety and our sense of being and our place in the world is not out there, but it's inside. And so we can, in this opportunity, in this energetic mayhem right now, the opportunity to really find more of our inner truth is very, very possible, because our attention has sort of come off the idea that we're just safe in the external world and we can go around muddle through life, right? We stop muddling through life and we start asking some deeper questions about what is all this about. And that's the process of awakening.
Yeah. Well, beautiful. Thanks for sharing. Yeah. So it seems that in these times, we're actually, it's a beautiful blessing, because we're actually really realizing that these systems that have been put in place that either served or didn't serve us, we're not going to debate that today, but we are so much less reliant on these than we actually thought, aren't we?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And we've seen it, right? We've seen it through this quote-unquote lockdown forced retreat situation that we've had. Life went on. So many people were so pleasantly surprised in how enjoyable the lockdown experience was. I've talked to a lot of people who are loving it and sort of bemoaning the fact that we're starting to come out of it. And they're a little bit resistant to coming out of it. But, of course, we have to, I believe. It is time to take our newfound connection, our newfound awakened state back out into the world to create a different reality. We're not going back to normal, but we're moving forward into a new state now. But that external authority that used to rule us with laws and rules, and we used to think that we needed to comply with those, otherwise there would be anarchy, I think we're starting to see that level of authority is losing its importance, and where many of us are coming into our own state of authority, which is sovereignty, right? We're choosing to be sovereign over our own authority. We choose. And we don't need to rely on the external guidelines. I think I've been working with an aspect of my group this last month of May with the idea of values, and the idea that, you know, much of what we valued had been programmed, and really now is a great opportunity to dig a bit more deeply into what our true values are now, what we really value in our heart right now, and what's preventing us from really aligning with that. And quite often what's preventing us from aligning with that is the values that have been imposed upon us, right, the commandments of what we should do in order to be a good, right, proper person. And that's really starting to crumble now. We can really see that people are much less entrained in that thinking of, I should do this to be a spiritual person. People are starting to really awaken to the idea that I just need to express my divine self, and that is inherently spiritual, right? Inherently aligned with spirit, which is what spirituality is all about, aligning with the spirit, not following a bunch of rules in order to be deemed a good, right, proper person by some sort of artificial hierarchy that has somehow managed to come to, we won't go too much into how that happened, but come into power on this planet. And we're sort of starting to shift our idea of what power is, right? We're coming out of this idea that power is authority, and starting to understand that power is an innate confidence inside of ourselves that can not, doesn't need to sort of cower down to authority anymore, external authority.
What we're going through now, it can be quite polarizing, but it's also the great equalizer. I'm not a historian, but when have we as a species all been united, in this way, united in our lockdown, united in the quarantine? Everyone is now subject to very similar procedures. And part of that is, I think it can be polarizing because of varying opinions on the narrative. However,
yes,
it's also very unifying. So, if we take the various awakened communities And if you had to have a message, or if you had to ask Mantara as well for a message now, as the awakened communities, if we could step forward, step into our power, if we could truly, truly become heart-centered, how can we use what has occurred really to unify us as a global awakened community?
Yeah, that's an awesome question, Ian. Thank you. Because it's kind of true that polarizing narrative, while it's really intense right now, it's in the death throes. That's why it's so intense right now. I feel that people are really starting to see past that narrative now. And while they still might be a little bit clinging to the narrative because it's so entrained, it's on the verge of just falling apart. That's what I when I look out into the energy of the world right now, I see that these narratives playing on the surface, this polarization is so frail, even though it's really intense right now, but it is so frail and fragile as this unity, as you described, is coming up from beneath it. And exactly, I'm not a historian either, but at least in recorded history on this planet, which of course is very short, and we have been playing on this planet for many millions of years in various forms, us, you know, light beings, but at least in our recent history, when has there ever been, you know, so many billion people all coming together in a similar experience on the planet, right, and really feeling the same energies? We're all feeling the same, and we're very much taken out of the delusion of, you know, survival of the fittest, and we're all just running on our own little narrative to succeed, and right, and we're now coming together and seeing that survival on this planet as a race is dependent on all of us creating or recreating the new golden age, the age of Aquarius, or whatever we want to call it, right? A new, you know, more light and enlightened society, which is naturally arising out of after this, you know, shadow lockdown, which has been on the planet for, you know, a good few thousand years now. And that's, you know, not a wrongness. That's natural ebbs and flows of the cosmic vibration as we go through the phase, you know, the great age, the circling of the, you know, galaxy around the great central sun and all the rest of it. But darkness has had the rule of energy on this planet for a long time. And now as we're awakening, we are fortunate to be experiencing this awesome change of the guard, this transformation. And it's happening at such a rate now that is unprecedented. According to, you know, the spiritual guides that we've never, because of course we in our human mind can't remember other times when we've gone through ascension phases, but this one is particularly exciting for various reasons. And so the job for us now, I believe, this in our awakening as various awakened communities, is to really put our energy into advocating for the future that we are choosing, that we are desiring from our heart, that heart-centered, enlightened community, society of collaboration and unconditional love, and stepping beyond the need for external authorities to keep everyone under control. We're stepping out of control and into community collaboration, where people, we just trust people to do the right thing because we trust they're aligned with their heart. And that's where we're going. And so it's a matter for us all really to usher this time in by holding that intention very strong within us, to really bring a great deal of faith and trust that intention will be so as we choose to maintain our attention on it more consistently and not to get pulled back into the fight against what is wrong, because what you fight against, what you focus on, is what you feed, and what you feed will always grow stronger. And so at the moment, we've got this push-pull going on, the intensity of dark authoritarian agendas trying to grab our attention and keep feeding off our attention, and our deeper innate knowing that now is the time to put our attention on the future that we are choosing for ourselves and for our society and for our future generations, right, our children and our lineages. So it's an exciting time, and it's I'd also like to offer up, it's not a time to get stressed about having to do that perfectly, right? To get, you know, it's not beneficial. It's not empowering for you to beat yourself up every time you get pulled back into a fight with a dying narrative, because it happens. It happens. They're very good at what they do, and we've got old habits running, and we've been trained to look for problems and try and solve problems. That's the old way of doing things, and it's not easy to break that habit. But that's what we're doing. So it's just a matter of doing it as best we can to come out of putting our attention on the problems, to come out of putting our attention on the narrative that is frankly ridiculous right now. And, you know, the level of conspiracy that's going on in multiple different ways, right? You know, goodness, I won't go down that rabbit hole, but it's frankly ridiculous, right? That we've got such a strong official narrative, and then we've got such strong counter narratives, many of which are controlled by the official narrative, basically is like controlled opposition to try and keep us in diversity, right? Trying to, not diversity, but what is it when we're
separation,
dichotomy, right? Separation, right? Yeah. Keeping us in separation by creating these polar opposites that people feel that it's either one or the other. The mentality of humanity is still very much in the idea that there's only one right and everything else is wrong. And it's not the truth, right? There is no absolute right and there is no absolute wrong. It's all shades of grey. And there's actually some truth in the official narrative and there's much truth in many of the conspiracy narratives. But altogether, it's creating division, which is not what we need right now. We need to come together into unity. And one of the interesting challenges that we have as a human, embodied human, with our current mentality is to reconcile, how can I be a completely divine sovereign being and still be completely at one with unity? How can I own my own authority and still collaborate with everyone else on the planet, right? Because we've kind of got this idea that if I'm sovereign and I'm just, and you know, it's all about me, then I'm going to be selfish. But it's not the truth, because when you really come into it's all about me, you understand that me is encompassing the all. And so through the practice of awakening into your divine self, you understand that there is no real separation and it is all just running in this illusion on the surface. And we can be completely divinely sovereign and very much hold our boundaries and very much strong in our desires to move forward and still be completely working with the all, completely in unity consciousness with the rest of our brothers and sisters on this planet. Even if some of them we don't agree with, we don't separate them out. We don't judge them as wrong and we don't need to fight against them. We just hold space. If I end up answering your question, Ian? I'm not sure that I got there.
You did. And you
answered what the question was.
And you answered the next one.
Awesome. That happens.
Yeah. No, because I was thinking about that. I was thinking about the need for us to be sovereign during this time, and then also while we're sovereign, also really embody unity consciousness. Yeah, that's what I think. And then you went ahead and answered it. That's absolutely perfect. You've also talked a lot in the past, I've heard you, Matt, about relaxing. So in what context are you referring to relaxing? It's like just chill out or relax like as a relax our physical bodies and practices, that type of relaxing? So could you just explain for the community what you mean by that?
Thanks. I know, because I say relax a lot. All you need to do is relax into yourself. And a lot of people, as soon as you say relax, they have this picture of them in a hammock with a pina colada right between a couple of coconut palms. And while resting, that's resting, right? While resting is a great tool to help us achieve relaxation. When I talk about relaxation, I'm basically talking about stepping out of the stress response, talking about letting go of the contraction that happens when we are basically operating from fear, when we're trying to do something and we're pushing against this idea that we have to try really hard to get it to happen because Otherwise, it's not going to happen, which is basically comes from doubt, right? It comes from this fear that things don't happen easily for me, and that creates and maintains a stress response. And unfortunately, a stress response, while it's really good from getting away from a loose tiger or avoiding a runaway truck or something like that, it's not a great place to be for the majority of your life. Because when your energetic field is stressed, when you've released the stress response in your body, you basically cut yourself off from your spiritual intuitive guidance. It's the truth, right? Your energy, your focus goes into your senses and you become hypervigilant to potential dangers, which is, again, is great if you're fleeing from a tiger, but not so great if you're trying to live in this modern, very complex world where you really don't understand what's dangerous or not. We have a much better chance of navigating the world if we're in a very relaxed state, a very open state where we can receive our intuitive guidance, our innate knowing, and operate from that place and trust it, right? Trust it, which is another big part. When we relax, I quite often say, you know, relax into trust and trust so that you can relax. Because it's true, as long as we don't trust our immediate situation, we can't relax, right? So but it's hard to trust things when you are stressed, because when you're stressed, you're hypervigilant, and then your mind is naturally programmed to judge everything suspiciously, because that's how you're trying to survive the situation with your smarts. And, you know, we've seen that over the last couple of thousand years, we've had to use our smarts a lot more. We've had to use our mind, our intellect a lot more, because the natural lockdown of the dark agenda or the natural darkness that, you know, the density that the earth has been going through meant we haven't had great access to our intuitive abilities. That's why those of us who were on a spiritual path used to cloister ourselves in monasteries and do rigorous practices to get some level of connection. We don't need to do that today. Today, the energy is so much more vibrant, so much more available, that we don't need to do rigorous practices to align ourselves with a much higher degree of spiritual connection and thus intuitive guidance. So we talk a lot about relaxation because it is very, very foundational to being awake. As long as you're stressed, you're always going to be in a level of delusion based on your perception that the external world is dangerous and that you need to figure your way out. You need to solve the problems that are immediately in front of you, and you need to stay hypervigilant to any additional problems that are coming your way. And we know from quantum physics that if you go into an experiment expecting to see a certain result, then you will, right? In other words, what you believe will come true for you. So if you're in a stressed state and you are hypervigilant to potential threats, if you're looking for threats in the external world, then you will find them. You will find them. You will basically create them and find them. You know, and it's just a play of perception. It's a play of perception because what we're looking for, we see, and then we respond to it. And it is our reality. It might not be the reality, but it's our reality, and that's all that counts. So when you relax into trust that the world is a good place that is looking after your highest and best benefit, then so it is. It doesn't mean you don't have any challenges, by the way. You still have challenges. You still have, you know, hoops to jump through and opportunities to express yourself as a divine being in all sorts of ways. But when you have the perception from this relaxed state, then everything flows, which is a beautiful word, isn't it? Everything flows much more gracefully. Not necessarily always comfortably, right? We still have discomforts when we're in flow, but we don't contract around them. And thus we can generally overcome our discomforts in a much more mature or empowered way, which then builds us. It builds our level of authentic confidence within ourselves because we have the experience of overcoming our challenges. And that's what we need to have in order to have real confidence. Otherwise, it's blind belief, right? If I'm, you know, just believing, oh, nothing can hurt me, nothing can hurt me, nothing can hurt me, but you don't have the experience of nothing hurting you, then, of course, you're always trying to prove it. You're always in that doubt. And when you're in that doubt, then more often than not, you're going to experience what you're scared of, which you would then call a failure, unfortunately, and then doubt yourself some more and then think, well, maybe I'm not so safe after all. trying to go down a slippery slope.
Yeah, exactly. How do I go with that? Beautiful. Lovely. And people are writing in. They're just really loving this conversation. Deborah writes in, she loves the interview. Matt is such a lovely energy, so thank you so much. I'm feeling calm and relaxed. My body is tingling all over, and we haven't even started the activation.
So I will just mention that everything I do is a facilitation, right? So it's not going against your sovereign right, right? We're not interfering with anyone, but we are holding, we, Mantara and I, are holding a very open space for transformation to occur through this conversation. I always like to remind people that I'm not really proficient at delivering an intellectual lecture, right? It's not about just disseminating information for us. It's about holding a space that is very transformational. That's what we like to do. And so sometimes we'll say things that might be a little bit left field or a little bit even controversial for people, because it's basically going to serve them in transforming, right? We're not here just to say that what we're saying is the truth and you should believe it. Not at all. Please question everything that we say, because we're here facilitating transformation, not telling you the truth that you should believe. Right? That's
exactly.
Not empowering. We're all about empowerment, right? So we'll challenge narratives. We'll challenge your thinking. It's not necessary to say that you're currently wrong or that we're right, because there is no wrong and right. It's a matter of helping you awaken to what beliefs you're holding and why, and are they really serving you, and how. And everyone has beliefs. I have beliefs, but I'm more aware now that my beliefs are constantly shifting as I evolve. And so I don't cling too tenaciously anymore to my beliefs, because I realize that what I believe today might not hold true tomorrow, so that's okay. I don't need to make anyone else believe what I believe, because what's to say my beliefs are valid for them?
Exactly. No, that's exactly right. And that's why we call it evolution. That's why our soul evolves. And it's so important for us to be connected to our higher selves. And so often during these interviews, I'll just all of a sudden get super blissed out. And it's not the words. It's the vibration behind the words. It's how you are being used as a conduit and as a vessel to disseminate and convey the vibration and the information for whichever soul is meant to hear your message at whatever time. And we'll have people saying, you know, I just didn't understand anything, but this was one of the best interviews I've ever heard. It's okay. We totally get it. This is energetics. We're in the quantum, baby.
And people will hear different things in the words, right? They'll hear completely different things.
Which is
absolutely appropriate. So you don't need to argue later about who heard the right thing, because you both heard the right thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, beautiful. Well, speaking of people, there are people who are here with us. And so a couple of people here so far, a few people have their hands raised. So if you would like to ask Matt a question, *2 to raise your hand. And I want you to, we'd like you to just think about what aspect of your sovereign self do you wish to activate, right?
And what do you feel is holding you back from that, right? What do you feel is your issue with why that isn't happening easily for you, potentially?
Yeah, okay. So *2 to raise your hand, or if you're on the webinar page, it's harder for us to interact. So let's go ahead and take a question. So we go to Wilmington, Delaware. If you're calling from there and the last four digits of your phone number are 0242, you're on live with Matt.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Ian. Oh, my goodness. Hello,
hello.
Matt.
Hello.
Both of you. I hope you feel this energy going towards you right now. I'm so excited you took my call. And I followed my guidance. I was meant to be on this call right now today, and I'm just going to make this really short. I've been having severe, pain shoulder for, the past 3 weeks, and working on myself and trying to figure out, okay, is this a past life issue? Is this happening here and the now? What do I need to do to address it? I've acknowledged the pain, and it won't go away. Now, I have to say, Matt, I have been writing since I was a little girl, these symbols that I've now discovered they're called like light language writing, which I wasn't aware of. So I've been writing this, and I've been asking myself what I've been writing. And I guess the question would be what aspect of myself I would like to actually activate would be this whole light language writing. Is it really important for me to know what it's all about, or just for me to just continue to write what I'm writing? The pain, by the way, in my shoulder has subsided ever since I've been on the call with you right now. It's like this pain is finally going away, and I'm thinking, holy moly, I've worked on it for
what side shoulder with the pain?
It's on the left shoulder.
Left shoulder. Okay, great. And can I just grab your name, sister, because I don't think I caught it.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm terribly sorry. Yes, my name is Olivia.
Olivia. Awesome. Beautiful name, Olivia. Okay. So it's not terribly important that you understand what you are writing, but it is important that you keep doing it. Right? So don't stop doing it. And to move forward, how does that writing those symbols, how does it make you feel?
Oh, my goodness. I feel so at peace when I'm writing, and generally I'm writing. And as a matter of fact, as you both were having this beautiful conversation about, you know, Matt, you mentioned something about being in the flow and still feeling discomfort while you're in the flow. And that resonated so strongly. I started to do this writing, and I was just like writing as you were talking. So I find that I'm doing that more and more, you know.
Because it's a way of you expressing energy. It's a way of you, because it's a form of expression, right? So you're expressing the energy that needs to come through you to help you with your evolution or your awakening or your transformation, whatever you want to call it, right? You're expressing through you codes to help awaken yourself. Now, the next question is, how might you like to help others?
I definitely would love to be of service to others. I don't know how.
What would you like to achieve for others? What's your passion to achieve for others?
I would like for people to be able to feel just this infinite love, which I feel I've always carried my entire life, no matter what has happened in my life. And so that's something I feel that we all can touch upon, but sometimes I think we get so swept away by our emotions. So, I don't know if that makes any sense.
It makes a lot of sense, right? And your left shoulder's hurting, right, which is basically the burden of the emotion that you're carrying. So, which you're letting go of, right, which is hurting because it's come up to be released, because you are stepping into more of an expression of your unconditional divine love. Less influenced by your own emotions, so that you can actually more effectively share that with others. So you don't need to worry about how right now that's going to happen, but your job is to hold your intention or your attention on your intention to be that. And even if you just, as you just walk in the world and go about your normal day, whatever normal is these days, but as you walk in the world, interacting with whomever you can, whichever way you can, if you're aware that you are being that unconditional divine love for them, then that's all that really matters. And what you will find that as you start holding your attention in that direction more often, you will come up with ideas or opportunities in ways that you can do that more effectively. So perhaps potentially sharing your light language transcripts or any other way, right? That's, you know, just one small tool that you have in your toolbox. Ultimately, we don't want to allow our tools to overly dominate the being that we be, right? We're not defined by our tools. It's your heart expressing out through you that is going to create the change, the shift on this planet to help awaken many more to the divine unconditional love that you hold a desire to share. Does that make sense, Olivia?
Yes, absolutely, Matt. Thank you so much. That is so beautiful.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So don't resist the discomfort that you feel arise as various energies are sloughing off. There's various, you know, lockdowns and this, you know, over emotion that we all carry is arising to release. Don't resist the fact that you're feeling discomforts in various ways, because that is part of your process of stepping forward into a more expansive, divine, awakened expression of your sovereign self.
Wow. Thank you for saying that. That actually makes me feel right now, as you said that, I felt this release of like, don't push the pain away. Don't try to make it go away. Just be
don't
with
make it.
Make
it wrong.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's part of your transformational process. So as you accept it, doesn't mean you're going to be stuck with it. When we accept something, it actually basically opens the door so we can release it. Because until we accept it, it's not ours to release, right? So once we accept it, now we have some command over it. And so we accept it, and then we say, well, I don't need it. It's, you know, I'm not going to fight with it, but I'm also not choosing to stay in pain. I'm choosing to align with what I'm here to express, which is my, in your case, divine unconditional love for all, and really inviting people to that, right, from a space of service, which, of course, will serve you. There's no sacrifice in your service. Awesome, Olivia.
Thank you so much, Matt. Thank you so much, Ian.
Of course, sweetheart. Blessings to you.
Thank you, sister. That was an awesome question. Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Montreal, Quebec. Montreal, if you're in Montreal, 5124, last four digits of your phone number. You're on live with Matt.
Okay. Hello. Hi. It's Hanya or Hannah.
And
I tend to get a little nervous, but I had written down.
Yeah, me too.
So it's really about, well, first accepting myself and being able to trust myself.
Yes.
And then, being able to own my power and then letting go of this old way of being in the world and seeing myself kind of like a hiding. And I have so much trouble taking action. And, yeah.
Just take a nice big breath for me, Hannah. It was Hannah, wasn't it?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Hanya. Awesome.
It's
awesome. Take a nice big breath. Yeah, okay. And relax. And just relax into, it's okay, right? You're allowed to be nervous. You're allowed to feel all of these different sensations of wanting to hide, not feeling acceptable in the world, not feeling normal, right? Not feeling like you fit in. You need to keep sacrificing yourself in order to be good, right, and proper, and therefore acceptable, and then receive some form of appreciation from others. You haven't done anything wrong, right? You're just carrying energies from deep past, other lifetimes where you've been persecuted and traumatized for basically showing up as a being of light. You showed up as a being of light in times when darkness really ruled this planet with an iron fist. And as a consequence, you're carrying some trauma around that. Now you've come into this lifetime, you haven't been given good tools to deal with that trauma, and so you've stuffed it, and now you're just trying to utilize coping mechanisms to get by in the world, right? And it's okay, not a failure. Many, many, many of us are like exactly like that on this planet. And it's time now for us to really just relax into the natural transformation that's occurring. To hold your intention on where you are going in the world, how you'd really like to be in the world, accepting yourself, having others accept you, really owning the power of your divine magnificence, and trusting that the various emotional and energetic discordances and the mental stories that are playing over in your head are just coming to the surface to release, and you don't need to fight them. You don't need to fight those stories. Accept them and see them for what they are. They are just narratives from a distant past. And of course, we could do a whole bit of light language now to really shake that through, but we're going to do that at the end rather than bounce in and out of light language for everyone else concerned on the call. But we are definitely holding space for you, Hannah, as we move through this call, for you to keep relaxing into accepting yourself. What do you, you know, I know you really want to accept yourself and feel your power. What would you like to see yourself as in the world? What would you really like to achieve in the world? Don't let the house stand in the way. Just tell me.
Yeah, the what do I want is also often, I'm used to that being hard, but I mean, definitely I want to, you know, just in my own life, I want to be able to do something, you know, creative, write or draw
awesome.
Or do something like that. And I stop myself for myself. So,
yes.
And also helping
okay,
people.
So that's
totally.
Your practice, right? Your practice mm-hmm. is to start showing up and doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have a critical thought in your head, right? You're going to have the critical voice going, oh, this is not good enough. This, and you just, your practice is to just gently, compassionately choose to step past it. Choose mm-hmm. to do some piece of creation, whether it's a drawing, a painting, some writing, and allow your mind to criticize it. And then you go, you know what, mind, it doesn't matter. I've done it and I'm proud of it. Right? I'm proud of the fact that I've chosen to do something that has been, that I haven't felt confident enough to do, even for myself, right? As you start to appreciate what you want to see appreciate, it will. It will appreciate. So be willing to step past through that discomfort of your critical mind wanting to lock you down and not allow yourself to express creatively, and just choose to do it as best you can from a space of compassion. Don't make it a big test. Don't think that you need to do something and, right, it can be as messy as you like. And I mean messy not just in the outcome on the page, but messy in the emotional process you go through in doing it, because that's your evolution.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
awesome.
Helpful. And how to just, I mean, it's okay, we can find it all enough, but the how to let go of that kind of, like, this is what I know from the past, that I disappoint myself or I let myself down
yeah.
or I think I'm going to do something and I don't do it. Like, just how to let go
yeah.
of that.
Yeah, you just have to remember what it is. It's programming from the past and it's not the truth. So
okay.
I know disappointment is a real lockdown in this planet. Many, many of us avoid doing things because we're scared of disappointment. But you know what? Successful people on this planet dance with disappointment every day of their life. Every day of their life, they disappoint themselves in the outcomes they achieve. But the reason that they're successful is they don't let that experience stop them from doing the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to find a level of comfort with disappointment, because as long as, you know, like I put a meme on Facebook not so long ago that basically said the pessimist is rarely disappointed. So the point is to protect ourselves against disappointment, we hold our expectations so low that we never choose to do anything. So we have to be willing to risk disappointment, not only risk disappointment, but actually dance with disappointment. We actually have to be willing to disappoint ourselves. It's through the process of disappointing ourselves and then showing up the next day to try again, not necessarily just banging our head against the wall, trying to go through the same doorway if it's definitely locked, but we just show up again, even though we've experienced the disappointment, we show up again and risk it all again. And through that process, you will release the lockdown that is keeping you small, and you will start to find your joy in the process. You'll start to find your joy in the creation of what you're doing, despite the fact that it will be disappointing, basically just from the old narrative that has been implanted in your field. When you choose to step past that narrative, it will start to dissolve. It will dissolve. And trust me, I know it's hard at first, but over time it will get easier and easier and easier. It's just one of those things. I know I struggle a little bit with disappointment myself. I'm getting better with it, right? Just allowing myself to disappoint myself, because basically every time I disappoint myself, it's living proof that I held my expectations high and I chose to step forward courageously.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so
awesome
much.
Question.
Yeah, it's
thank
really helpful. I was
so
shaking
much,
and now I'm more calm, you know, so yeah, it's
awesome.
Also
awesome.
Helpful.
So,
thank you
so
for spending the time, too.
Course. Thanks
through.
For calling
that's
in.
It's flowing through for you, and we're holding you in very much in our hearts as we move into the light language at the end of the call, okay?
Mm.
Thank you. Thanks
okay.
so much, and thanks, everyone. And,
yeah, blessings.
Pleasure. Thank you, Hannah. Bye.
All right. Well, I want to take this question from Marek in, hopefully I pronounced that correctly, in Poland. Hi, Matt. Everything today resonates so deeply with what I'm doing right now in my life. Letting go of stressing about contact with my guidance sounds very obvious, but very hard. Could you please
mm-hmm.
tell us how we can relax and let go when deep inside we yearn for contact with divine and our higher selves? So if you
question.
Just answer that question, thank you.
Yeah, awesome question, Marek. Thank you very much for bringing that up for us all. It is true that every single one of us wants our experience of connection with the divine to be more obvious. every single one of us, generally. There might be a few people who are mediums who would like to turn down a little bit because they hear the voices in their head all the time. It's rather than that. But most of us don't feel that our connection is obvious, and therefore we have trouble believing it. We have trouble trusting in it because it's not as obvious or blatant as we would like it to be from the training that our egoic mind has experienced. The truth I've found with people who are very connected spiritually is they have just relaxed into the subtlety of their connection, right? And as you relax into the subtlety of your connection, it becomes more powerful for you. Rather than wanting your guides to speak to you more obviously or loudly or, you know, irrefutably, you have to be willing to trust the subtle language of spirit as it flows through your being. We are all connected. There is no doubt about that. You cannot be living and breathing on this planet if you are not connected with your spiritual guides, right? With your higher self, with your divinity. That is the truth. The point is, most of us are not so aware of it. And the reason we're not so aware of it is we have been caught up in the delusion of the external world. We put too much, which I know is a judgment, we put a lot of our emphasis on the external, the emphasis, the shiny objects around us and the stressors of living on the planet in this current time is very, very easily takes our attention away from the subtleties of our energetic connection with spirit. So the process of relaxation is the process of deepening that connection with spirit and just being quiet and just being grateful and appreciative of the connection that you do have. I'll say it again, what we appreciate, we'll always appreciate. And so it's a matter of appreciating the subtle connection that we do have, those subtle feelings that we do get, and trusting them and choosing not to go back in hindsight. I work with a lot of people who are developing their spiritual gifts, and I know for myself, one of the greatest pitfalls is wanting to prove that your intuitive guidance or your channel was quote-unquote right or correct. We want to go back in hindsight and see that what we predicted was actually the truth. And the point is that's a process destined for failure, because your spirit guides don't care about the truth. They give you what you need in order to advance, in order to evolve, in order to move forward. And while it is incredibly frustrating that we can't rely on our guidance to give us the truth, because the truth doesn't really exist. It's all a matter of perception, and they have different perceptions to us. So when we ask, is something going to happen, they don't care. What they're going to give you is what you need to do to move forward into your best life, right? They give you what is best going to serve you to move forward. So when you can trust that whatever guidance you get is helping you move forward in the most beneficial way into your most evolved or expansive expression of self, and get out of the idea that I'm looking for right or wrong, true or false type answers and guidance, then your guidance becomes more and more apparent and more and more purposeful and beneficial in your life. So we have to trust that following our guidance quite often ends in a messy situation that was not what our ego wanted. And that doesn't mean it's wrong. That is the process of shifting energies that are holding us out of our ultimate big outcome of being happy and free on the planet as a sovereign being. So hopefully that helps.
Beautiful. Yeah, lovely answer. It's just so beautiful. And I just love the fact that it's so applicable to all of us. And so definitely. I just really appreciate the wisdom that's coming through here. I know a lot of people are going to be resonating with that. So speaking of coaching and the way that you can provide people with beautiful wisdom, I'd love for you to share with everyone here in the community what you brought for us as a special offer. And before you do that, Matt, just share with everyone. So Matt, after this, we'll be taken through a process where Matt and Mantara are going to take us through a beautiful guided journey or a process. So that's going to come in just a little while. And if you're on the web, if you're on the webinar page, everyone, if you want to follow along visually and take a look at the offer, then just go ahead and click the orange button that's underneath Matt's photograph, and that'll take you to the offer page that you can follow along and look at that as Matt's sharing with us what it is all about. And if you're not on that page, then just go ahead and type in WOTASHOW, which is WOTASHOW.com. Put in a / Matt, M-A-T-T, 10. So it's WOTASHOW.com/ Matt and the number 10. Everything's lowercase, and Matt, of course, has two T's. So that'll take you to Matt's offer. So, yeah, take us through this, Matt. Let us know what you've brought for us.
It's exciting, right? Because I only created this like between 4 and 3 weeks ago. So
okay, all right.
I jumped in and I know we talked and I said, yeah, let's do it. And then I thought, well, I'm just going to sort of hash together some stuff and maybe do a few new recordings. But it came through really strong that the energy today is very, very unique, and that now is the time to really bring through our best work. So that is where we have gone. So it's all brand new, other than there's a couple of the bonuses in this first package A that are older, but some of them are quite new. So the intention is really to help people awaken into their empowered self. We're very much about empowerment and really identify themselves as a sovereign being, to really break out of the matrix of control and to really feel that they are in command of their own life. So that's the overall intention of the whole package. No matter that's always fun, isn't it? No matter whether you choose A, B, or C, that is the intention. So we have three parts to the offering. Package A is basically three powerful, brand new. They'll be brand new because I'm delivering them live. Calls or workshop calls or whatever we want to call those. I just call them facilitations. So basically it will be a 90-minute call. 30 minutes will be practical information. 30 minutes will be a light language facilitation. So it'll be a real opportunity to go very, very deep into that space. And then we'll finish up with some Q&A and whatever's going on. And while I say I'll do that for 30 minutes, more than likely we'll go a bit longer than that. But people can leave whenever they're ready. I do like to honor people's time, but at the same time, I never like to leave people waiting with questions if I can possibly answer them. And as you've probably heard from now, I do like to answer people fully and not just give them a one-line answer when we can work with people, because that's what I love doing. That's what I'm really passionate about. So those three calls, the first call is going to be called The Process of Awakening. It's going to happen on June 7th. And if you're somehow listening to this after that, it will be recorded and you will be able to get the recording, and it will be just as powerful as the live call. Obviously, I won't be able to answer your question if you're not on the live call, but that's that. So the process of awakening. So this is really going to take people through this idea that awakening is more of a process than an event, and really help people with the pitfalls of awakening, which quite often, you know, as we start to awaken, it's beautiful. We start to experience more and more of who we truly are. But at the same time, we also see more vividly, more really, what's going on around us and how other people are operating. And that can be a very, very difficult thing to digest. When we see the operating system of many people on this planet, it can be very easy to drop into judgment and then to start fighting against it, to allow our fairness mentality to arise and want to fix what they're currently doing. And that doesn't help, right? Because what we focus on, we feed. So it's really beneficial to awaken with a level of maturity and a level of internal authentic confidence in ourselves that we're able to digest what we start to become aware of in the external world as we awaken. Because if we get lost in the atrocities of the world, what's the point of awakening? You may as well have stayed asleep and blissful. So that's the big intention of that call. And it's very, very pertinent. It's very, very topical right now because, you know, with all of what's being, you know, fed to us through social media and other channels, the conflicting narratives and stuff can be very, very hard to work out. And as we're awakening to the potential that some of these quote unquote conspiracy theories actually have quite a lot of truth in them, that can be very disheartening for for beautiful, heart-centered, empathic beings like we are to think that other people are operating on this planet in such a dark, despicable, you know, use a whole of other atrocious type adjectives, is that the right word, ways, right? So we have to step past that. So the second call is strengthen your personal power. That'll be the week after on Sunday, June 14th, 3 p.m. Central. And personal power is really key to be able to do that awakening process well and really to be able to step forward into the world. And it really just comes down personal, just, you know, getting out of the narrative that power is all about controlling things around you or controlling other people, and really understand that your power is basically the amount of light that you are emanating, and your ability to, rather than control others, is just to step out of being controlled yourself, right? We don't need to control others to be powerful. All we need to do is to be in command of ourselves and a free agent, and that is inherently very, very powerful on this planet, right? And then the third call is on claiming and maintaining your sovereignty. So this is really a deep dive into understanding what sovereignty really is, because there's a lot of, you know, interesting connotations that have been woven through our history around that, so that you can maintain it. Because it can be really easy to just claim that I'm a sovereign being. Oh, that's done. I've claimed my sovereignty. Perfect. But how do you operate in the world from that claim, from that choice to be sovereign? And that's more of what we're interested in, right? Really helping you to operate as a sovereign being in the world, rather than just claim that I'm a sovereign being. That's, you know, claim. Words are cheap. And so then I just threw some bonuses in here to give you something straight away. If you buy package A, you will get something straight away, because those calls are obviously happening in the future, starting in 2 weeks or so. I choose my empowerment, which is a really candid look at my own practice. I love to walk. It's part of my you know, self-care thing, and I quite often channel light language and do words of affirmation or mantras as I walk. And one of my favorite things to do is to walk. I'm very close to the coast here, along the coastline, especially in summer. It's a bit cold now, in the shallows. So I just walk sort of in ankle deep water. It's very, very grounding and helps me shift a lot of energy. So this is basically a 22-minute recording of me walking through the shallows and doing my own process around choosing my own empowerment. And so I invite you into that, because it's very, very transformational to you listening, but it also will give you great ideas about what you can do for yourself. I'm all about empowering people to own their own processes and move forward. The next one is release, reset, restore, which is kind of like a first aid MP3, which is very, very valuable in today's current situations when things seem to be happening so intensely, both externally and also what it's triggering internally. So this is kind of like rescue remedy on steroids, in an energetic form, in a light language form, to help you release out of any triggered experience that's coming up quite intensely, so that you can reset yourself and restore yourself back to a calmer, more relaxed operating system, more in tune with your intuitive guidance, and move forward out of reaction and back into choice. Back into choice and response, how you're responding to it rather than reacting to it. And the last bonus I popped in there was something I just recorded a couple of weeks ago, which was, we recorded it on the full moon, and yeah, it's new moon in like 20 something hours, might even be less than 20 hours now, but it's new moon just coming up tomorrow. And so this was just 2 weeks ago that we recorded this call to really help align with your true values as a sovereign being. What do you really value in the world and in yourself, and to express that out through yourself authentically. So this was a great, it's about a 75-minute call, and I think it's got a lot of value. So that's package A. It's for sale for you guys for $72 right now. Sorry, I'll take a breath. I'll move through maybe a little bit more succinctly through these next, through package B. So package B contains everything that package A contains, plus an extra 6 MP3s that are all brand new. Even the first one, which I've released several times over the last 3 years, I completely re-recorded it in today's energies, and it's a different recording, basically same title, different recording. So it's Breathe Into My Divine Light version 3, and it basically runs people through a very powerful foundational practice that uses the breath and intention to enlighten the self, to bring more of your own inherent soul's essence into your being so that it can radiate out through you. And that is really what drives evolution in the most empowered and most expansive way, in our opinion, currently on the planet. This is one of the best practices that you can use. And it doesn't need to be a big practice. It's something you can utilize in moments throughout your day, just taking one or two breaths. I like to set my timer on either my computer or my phone, and it beeps at me either every hour, every half an hour, or even 2 hours, depending on what sort of situation I'm in and how appropriate it is that I keep getting distracted by my phone. But the distraction from my phone is to stop and just take two or three nice big deep breaths and do this practice, basically just to align with who I truly am and to release the residues of stress that are starting to build up. And I notice that if I do that, and really, even if I do it every half an hour throughout my day, say I do it 20 times in the day, two breaths or three breaths takes about 30 or 40 seconds. So it's like a 10-minute investment or a 15-minute investment out of my day, and the difference in how I progress through that day and how I end the day is like chalk and cheese. You know, as compared to spending that 15 minutes just doing a meditation in the morning, it's far more beneficial to spread it consistently through your day, bringing your attention back to what am I choosing, who really am I, and I can let go of all that stuff that I was trying so hard to do, right? And from that alignment, now I move forward and things flow much more easily. Okay. The next one is a really powerful MP3. It's called Woke. Keep it very simple, but it's breaking the spell of fear. It's helping us to really awaken without getting caught up in, like we were talking about in the live call that we'll do. This MP3 runs in that same idea that we're going to step forward as a sovereign being into our power. As a woke being, we're not going to get caught up in this fight and in this, you know, in this dance of duality. Authentic personal power. This one really helps you to relax and surrender into being more naturally powerful in that light. Again, a very, very foundational practice or light language session that's going to yield great results if you choose to utilize it. The next one with a picture of my chooks on the or our chooks, I shouldn't say mine, on the cover there. Sovereignty and community. So this is sort of talking about, I think we mentioned it in the call, the idea of how can we be sovereign and still very much involved in community? How can we work with other sovereign beings in a very cohesive and collaborative way without needing to think that if I'm being sovereign, then it's my way or the highway sort of attitude, right? Because that is keeping a lot of us out of our sovereignty. It's keeping us a lot of out of choosing our power because we don't want to upset others and we value staying in community. Of course, we value staying in community. Community is inherent in all of us as a human. So we need to maintain our community now more than ever. But we also need to, I don't like using the word need, but it's going to benefit us to really align with our sovereignty at the same time. So you can see via my chooks there, each one of them looks different, right? And they're in community. Right. And that's the point, right? We all have our role to play as sovereign beings and still be very much cohesive in community. And work together for the common good. Become free of your history sort of speaks for itself, but our history, our past, is what has left us with residues of pain and trauma in our field and various belief systems that is keeping us limited. It's as simple as that. This is an MP3 that goes back through all time, space, dimensions, and realities to help loosen up that history so that your higher self can disentangle those fragments of energy and help them release out of your field. And you don't have to worry, you're not going to lose the wisdom that you gained through your past experiences. The wisdom is very much embodied in your soul self and your higher self, but it's time to let go of the fragments of emotional energy and belief system that are just sort of residues from those experiences that haven't been properly processed. And there's a picture of me doing Matsyasana, the fish pose on the beach in Bali. So it's like a fish out of water. Become free of your history. Anyway, activate. And so the last MP3 is activate your own higher authority. Speaks for itself again. This is a very, very powerful activation to really align you with your own higher authority, which is basically your sovereignty. So you can claim your sovereignty not from needing to do it on an external way, not needing to be right and mentally strong, but really from a deep alignment with the truth of your own divinity. So that, my friends, is what comes with package B. So together with package A, you pay $135 USD to have all of that. And then if you would also like some personal help from us, we're offering a 60-minute private session with us, which is all about a sovereign being awakening session. So it's really intentional on helping you awaken as the sovereign being. So we'll move through and work through very eloquently. 60-minute session with us basically looks like 30 or 35 minutes in English, so sort of coaching and talking and working through the your, you know, narratives and how we can help give you empowering information to help guide you forward, and then into the light language for a good 30 minutes or whatever. You know, I have a habit of running a little bit long when I can, but really going into that space, because I love it, where it can really happen very, very deeply and energetically for you. And when we work privately with people, it is, you know, you many of you will go, wow, that was a powerful session that we're about to do. But when you have it just for yourself, it is literally, I don't know what adjective to use there, but it is very powerful and it's very, very, very life-changing, right? I don't want to blow my own trumpet, but working with Mantara in this way is very profoundly transformational. And so with that, the total cost is $198 USD, which is, like, frankly, a steal, because normally a private session with me is more expensive than that. So you get all of the package as well as a private session. So if you like what we do and if you feel in alignment, then I would highly encourage you to find a way to invest in yourself, because we have to make investments, right? What we invest in bears dividends. And so that's the process.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for this really beautiful offering. It's pretty comprehensive. And for those of you who haven't heard Matt before, you're going to be in for a special treat just getting into that space as Matt prepares to take us through the process. I think you'll just really be touched a little bit later on as he does that. And you can reflect on whether or not this is an offer that is speaking to you, but it's a very, very beautiful offer. Certainly all these beautiful MP3s, these energy facilitations, they will really, really help you. So I'm very, very grateful, Matt. Thank you so much for bringing these lovely offers to the table.
My pleasure. I love creating things. You know, my deepest passion is to help people, especially help people who want to help others. And I think, you know, your Wisdom Tribe is full of people who are wanting to help others. Not, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to hang a shingle on your door and be open as a facilitator of some description, but just in being the best version of yourself is helping others. And I believe that, you know, this tribe and these people, the people who I generally attract, all want to be the best version of themselves in order to help others, right? And to help our society. Yeah. It's a matter of getting ahead for ourselves. Yeah, we want to get ahead. We want to get past our own blocks. We want to be happy in the world. But there is a deeper understanding that is for the good of all. And so, you know, your people are my people. These are the people who I love to empower, because that's what our society needs right now. Our savior is not going to come from the top. It's not going to be a top-down fix. The benevolent extraterrestrials, which there are, they're not going to arrive on this planet and just fix everything for us. Get out of that disempowering narrative. Our evolution is going to come from the grassroots up. People like you choosing, not necessarily stand on a soapbox and you know, preach or even get onto the streets and fight. It's going to happen just by you choosing to stand in your light in a very confident and empowered and loving way. And that is just going to ripple out through the whole of society. And we're just basically going to step out of being controlled. And once the dark shadow authoritarian powers that be no longer have control over us, they've lost. It's as simple as that. They will just cease to have any influence on this planet, or at least any major influence on this planet. It's not like they're going to disappear. They're there for a reason, and they'll still be there even through the highest light. There'll be aspects of shadow lurking, but they will be lurking rather than in command, which is where they've been for the last little while. So I don't know where I'm going, but basically I'm basically saying, friends, it's time for you to stand up as a sovereign being for the good of all and for the good of yourself, because you are the change that you want to see. You are your own savior. It's stop sitting and thinking it's going to come from any external power, because it won't.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for that lovely sharing. Well, if you wouldn't mind taking us through that process, I think people have been waiting for that. It's something that we've been looking forward to. Of course, I mentioned that I heard you on the Global Awakening event and how special that was. So if you wouldn't mind, just introduce us one more time to Mantara and let us know what you'll be doing. And you can go right into it.
Awesome, my friend. So just take a couple of breaths now and just relax out of any expectation. I can feel the expectation. I can feel everyone sort of take a big breath in. And then you can take that breath out and just let it go and relax. Right? This is a very natural process. And while what I do might sound a little bit unusual at first, the light language that we channel is very fast, quite rhythmic and hypnotic. And it's easy to sort of get lost in the, oh, my God, how's Matt doing that? When is he going to breathe? All of those sorts of thoughts will pop into your mind, which is okay. I don't mind that. It's not that you're failing when those thoughts pop up. But for you to really get the benefit of this, I would love you to just relax out of needing to understand it and just into really feeling it in whatever way you feel it. And don't get contracted around, oh, I don't feel energy. You feel it in a way. So just be in allowance of the way that you feel energy, and don't lose yourself in the shoulds of how you, quote unquote, think other people feel energy and how you should feel energy. We're going to work with a process now, at least this is my intention, and nothing's scripted in my world, but what I advertised was we were going to help empower you to consistently keep stepping forward. Consistency is the key to making good progress, my friends. It's not about taking big steps forward, it's about consistently taking small steps forward. Small progressional steps will lead to the outcome much faster than doing all the preparation to take a big step and all of the doubts that you need to overcome to take a big step. It's about feeling into what would really serve you and be willing to do it. And so this facilitation is all around lubricating your ability just to take the next small step, to just release the resistance that you feel, which is normal, right? Don't expect the resistance to go away before you take the step, because it won't, right? You'll be stuck forever if you're waiting for your resistance to disappear before you take your step. You must be willing to take the step despite feeling the resistance, and then trust that as you are willing to take the step, then the resistance will lose its effectiveness over you. It will lose its power over you. And that is the process we're looking to take you through right now. So just breathe and relax and allow yourself to really feel supported right now. Relax back into whatever's behind you or beneath you. If you feel you need to lie down, then be willing to do that. Be willing, though, but to really let your body be supported by something, so that if you sort of felt a bit woozy or a little bit sleepy, that you weren't worrying about hurting yourself, right? This is not a great time to be multitasking. Don't be multitasking right now. Just allow yourself to be very, very contained and very supportive and very relaxed in this space. So this light language can really take you into a space that is going to benefit you, lubricating the resistance so that it can release through your field and you can take your next little step and move forward toward your embracing the sovereign being that you really be from a space of personal power. With love, my friends. Enjoy. Just breathing with the energy. Just flowing with the rhythm. wisdom. Koko nuku tikitiki shabikitika, nothing to analyze. Koko tikitiki shabikitika, nothing to understand. Koko nuku tikitiki shabikitika, ekutuku tikitiki shabikitika, just allow yourself to experience. Koko moko tikitiki shabikitika, nikido rebelli libero, moko tikitiki shabikitika, merevra tikitiki shabikitika, merevra ukitiki shabikitika, ekutuku moko tikitiki shabikitika, merevra u shabikitika, merevra ukitiki shabikitika, merevra ukitiki shabikitika, ekutuku moko tikitiki shabikitika, merevra belli libero, moko shabikitika, merevra ukitiki shabikitika, ekutuku moko tikitiki shabikitika, merevra bogu shabikitika, merevra ukitiki shabikitika, merevra ukitiki shabikitika, ekutuku moko tikitiki shabikitika, merevra belli libero, moko tikitiki shabikitika, merevra ukitiki shabikitika. Aku tuku tiki shabikitika, ekutuku moko tikitiki shabikitika, ekutuku moko tikitiki shabikitika, merevra ukitiki shabikitika, merevra ukitiki shabikitika, merevra ukitiki shabikitika, ekutuku moko tikitiki shabikitika, merevra boku tikitiki shabikitika, merevra ukitiki shabikitika, merevra ukitiki shabikitika, ekutuku moko tikitiki shabikitika, merevra libero moko tikitiki shabikitika, ekutuku moko tikitiki shabikitika, ekutuku ra tikitiki shabikitika, merevra bobu shabikitika, moko tikitiki shabikitika, merevra ukitiki shabikitika, ekutuku moko tikitiki shabikitika, merevra bobu shabikitika, So just floating in the space, my friends. Koko tikitiki shabikitika, opening up. Koko tikitiki shabikitika, letting your guards, your barriers, your shields, your edges soften. Koko nuku tikitiki shabikitika, merevra shabikitika, so that energy can shift. Koko tikitiki shabikitika, ekutuku tikitiki shabikitika, allowing yourself to really receive the energies that would best serve you right now. Koko tikitiki shabikitika, and at the same time allowing yourself to release the energies that are not serving you right now. Koko moko tikitiki shabikitika, you don't need to mentally micromanage that process. Koko tikitiki shabikitika, trust in your higher self, trust in the mantara beings. Koko moko tikitiki shabikitika, ekutuku tikitiki shabikitika, merevra tikitiki shabikitika, merevra tikitiki shabikitika, merevra tikitiki shabikitika, ekutuku merevra tikitiki shabikitika, ekutuku moko tikitiki shabikitika, ekutuku tikitiki shabikitika, merevra tikitiki shabikitika, merevra tikitiki shabikitika, merevra tikitiki shabikitika, ekutuku tikitiki shabikitika, ekutuku moko tikitiki shabikitika, merevra tikitiki shabikitika, merevra tikitiki shabikitika, merevra tikitiki shabikitika, ekutuku moko tikitiki shabikitika, merevra tikitiki shabikitika, merevra tikitiki shabikitika, merevra tikitiki shabikitika, ekutuku moko tikitiki shabikitika, merevra tikitiki shabikitika, merevra tikitiki shabikitika, ekutuku moko tikitiki shabikitika, merevra tikitiki shabikitika, merevra tikitiki shabikitika, merevra tikitiki shabikitika, ekutuku moko tikitiki shabikitika, merevra libero moko tikitiki shabikitika, merevra tikitiki shabikitika, merevra tikitiki shabikitika, ekutuku moko tikitiki shabikitika, tikitiki shabikitika, merevra shabikitika, merevra tikitiki shabikitika, ekutuku moko tikitiki shabikitika, ekutuku moko tikitiki shabikitika, ekutuku moko shabikitika, merevra libero merevra libero merevra moko shabikitika, merevra tikitiki shabikitika, merevra shabikitika, So, my friends, the secret to making good progress is to consistently choose to keep stepping in the direction that is aligned with your big outcome. As you consistently choose to maintain your attention on your intentional big outcome, beyond the hows, beyond the specifics, how do you really want to be in the world? Free, right? Sovereignty is all about freedom. Free to be yourself, free to be your own authority. Free, physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, to express yourself, from your own heart, from what you really desire, expressing yourself as an expansive being of light. That's why you came to this planet. The way to get there is not to get lost on trying to fix your problems, but rather to consistently just step in a direction that feels aligned. You can't justify it. You can't validate it. You're not sure. You will never be sure with your mind. Let go of needing to be sure. Trust the subtle feelings that stepping in this direction would benefit you to maintain or to attain your intended outcome, your freedom, your real happiness in a purposeful way. Be willing to just trust that as you take those steps, no matter what the perceived outcome might be, no matter whether your mind wants to label it as a success or a failure, trust that you are moving towards your big outcome. And the pathway might be a little bit messy. There might be some discomforts. But that is the process of evolution. Releasing these fragments of energy that are left in our field from past experiences. Those fragments of energy that are creating the limitation, the lockdown. Be willing, my friend, to risk disappointment. Be willing, my friend, to risk feeling some discomfort. Be willing, my friend, to risk being seen in this world. As a beacon of light. As someone on the path. As someone who is choosing to make a difference. Someone who is choosing to step out of the control matrix and into their divine sovereignty. This is the pathway of empowerment. One little step at a time. It's not going to happen overnight. We would love to just click our fingers and everyone arise in awakened state. But it's not what your soul signed up for. As an aspect of the divine, you are here to experience the joy of making your own transformations, of overcoming your own challenges, of arising into your empowered state under your own steam. We're here to support you. We're here to help you. We can give you the tools. We can guide you. But ultimately, as an empowered being of sovereignty, you're going to have to do it for yourself. As we come together in community, we can make this process more easy for all of us. So, my friends, relax and trust. This is not a challenge, it's not a competition. It's not a test. You have the opportunity to take the step that's in front of you right now. As small and insignificant as it might seem. Or as scary and big as it might seem. The opportunity is there for you. It is just that. an opportunity. We're here to support you do it. For the good of yourself and the good of the all. We're here to support you from a space of love in achieving this awakening into your empowered self as a sovereign being. And so it is. It is so. Now and always and in always. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mako tu pepeke shabikirika. Thank you. Mako tepeke shabikirika.
Thank you.
Awesome, my friends.
Thank you.
You are very welcome, Ian. Thank you.
Thank
you. So you might just like
to
leave a couple of moments of breath, right, as Ian talks and we finish up the call. Just allow yourself to stay very loose and expansive, and don't drag yourself back too quick, right? Just be in that space, and we can still keep talking as we finish up, but enjoy. Don't be in a rush. There's no rush in this world. Time doesn't even exist. Thanks, Ian.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, I was going to say thank you so much. I think that we're all in this space where we are just receiving, and we're in such deep gratitude for what you've just transmitted and shared with us, Matt. So we're going to end the call. We're going to end in this beautiful space.
Mm-hmm.
We want to say thank you so much for being here. It's been just so wonderful to experience what you've brought us.
Thank you for the platform.
Yeah.
Thank you for the platform, Ian. It's a blessing. Thank you.
Yeah. Much love, brother. All right, sweet souls, thank you so much, everyone, for being here. Thank you for shining your lights and just being the incredible, amazing, illuminous souls that you are. And we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones, all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you for bringing us all here together and supporting us in our growth and our ascension. Much love to you all. Namaste. Bye now.